I mean, I just got out into the route. Just got to my spot, you know, and he threw a good pass to me. I was able to make the catch and just ran down the sideline. I mean, I wish I would have tried to do something else to make him miss, but, you know, at that time in the game, I was just kind of in a flow, I guess. So, it's better to say now, like, after the game, but, you know, in the moment, I was just running.
What's it like playing with him?
I mean, it's great. I mean, he's a guy that can create plays. You know, I've seen him, you know, step out of 3-4 tackles and still get the ball off. So to me, that's amazing. You know, just to be a rookie and be able to step in and do stuff like that, it's amazing. So you know, it's been fun playing with him. He's somebody that's very supportive, and he encourages everybody as soon as he gets in the huddle before we start a series off. So you know, I definitely enjoy that.
How important is that, knowing that he's got a command of the huddle and the confidence that you guys have in him, being just a rookie?
I mean, that's big. You know, like I said, to be a rookie and to come in and you know, have respect in the huddle and be able to conduct the offense, you know, that's big. You know, I don't take nothing away from him. He's a great athlete, and you know, hopefully we just keep it up and he continues to play at a high level.
What's the typical thing he might say in the huddle to get you guys going?
I mean, just let's go. You know, if he know that I'm gonna run the ball, we got to run play. He just might say, "Come on, we need some yardage," or you know, "Come on, you know, something like that." Something just encouraging, you know, for me to get going or for whoever to get going, you know. So, you know, I definitely respect that.
As a fellow rookie, have you been impressed with the way he's been able to improve so much in just such a short time?
Definitely. You know, this game isn't easy, you know, to come from college and step onto a big stage like that. You know, definitely when you're playing a good team like the Patriots, a great team like the Patriots, I mean, you have to have a mindset of, you know, being somebody that's let mistakes go early. You know, just don't get down in things that go wrong, and, you know, never get too high in the things that go well. Because it's a long game, and, you know, it's a lot of stuff that you got to do in the game. So, and his poise is wonderful, you know. I never can tell if he's nervous or not. He just goes out there and play hard every down. So, I definitely respect it.
How calming is that to know your quarterback never gets rattled and never shows any sort of, like, you know, sweating or whatever?
I mean, to me, that's how you're supposed to be. You know, I feel like that's the type of guy that I am. It's just you got to go out there and, you know, whatever happens, you just got to go out there and play hard. You know, I feel like if I go out there and I know I play hard and gave my all on the play, then, you know, whatever results we get with that, then I got to live with it and move on.
So, you know all that he's capable of. On that play where he evades the 3-4 guys, are you in a moment just saying, oh, how the hell did he just do that?
Not really. I was just trying to get open because I know, like, I mean, I know when he's back there scrambling, it's like, man, somebody get open. You know, he's going to find somebody. So, you know, I was the guy that was open and hit me and, you know, just tried to make a play with the ball.
Bill Belichick was talking about you, and I think he had gone to Austin to work you out. Mm-hmm. When a guy of his stature talks you up and is complimentary, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, we definitely spent some time before the draft, and he's a great guy. We watched some film together, and we also he also went outside and worked me out at Texas, and he threw me a lot of different passes, and I mean I was always confident in my hands, so when I went out there I was normal, and I caught the ball very well for him, and you know, stuff like that. But I mean, that's in the past, so it did.
What does it mean to you? I mean, I know there's no moral victories, but to have gone out there and proven you could play with the defending champs, what is, you know, can that spark you the rest of the season?
I definitely think so. You know, with this team, we got a great group of guys and people that never quit. You know, I seen a team out there that didn't quit. We played to the end. You know, we tried to do everything to get a win, but, you know, like I said, they're a great team. You know, they coach really well, and, you know, they made plays at the end of the game.
You guys have three in a row at home now coming up, I believe, long stretch here at home. How important is this to build off what happened yesterday and then take care of business?
It's definitely important, man, to, you know, get wins at home. You know, you want to win as many as you can at home and then try to get the ones on the road as well. So, you know, it's definitely going to be big for us. But like I said, we got a great group of guys. I feel like we're ready.